Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
This reminds me of the Bovine in Toronto, right? Is this not the kind of music that gets played at the Bovine? This is so good. Need to ramp it up here, kids. We've been kind of mellow all show. It's kind of...
Yeah, it's nice to have this pumping.
Kind of lit the game. Diamond Dallas Page, WWE Hall of Fame wrestler, yoga guru, and you know, even that phrase, like, it's he's not a yoga guru, he's DDP yoga guru. There is such a difference.
I know.
Oh, yeah, because you've done it.
I've done it, and I still do use it.
Anyway, I don't want to read his bio, because it's too stinking long. I want to talk to the guy. Here he is, ddpyoga.com, Diamond Dallas Page. Dude, what's going on? How's your day been?
Changing the world, bro. Changing the world. I'll tell you what I was with today. This morning, I was with the Atlanta chapter of the NFL alumni. And I'm about this week, there'll be a press release that says that we've developed a partnership between my DDP yoga program and the NFL alumni. So that's pretty cool. Very cool.
Well done, man. Well done. Okay, you know what? I got to start off this interview by being a little awkward. First of all, you know, do I call you Diamond? Do I call you Dallas? Do I call you Paige? Do I call you DDP? Do I call you Sir? What do you want?
Whatever you want. I go by all of them. Indirectly, either Dallas or DDP or Diamond or, you know, whatever. My mom calls me Paige. So.
Yeah, I'm not doing that because that might give you a little chill. I ain't gonna get that one. So listen, you know, I guess this interview needs to start with the change in the people's lives. I had you on because, not because you're a wrestler, because I was into it a little bit, but I wasn't into it huge. And so, you know, I'm not a fanboy, right? I'm not sitting here all giddy and excited because I got DDP on the show. I'm giddy and excited because I got you on the show because you're the guy that transformed these other two dudes, and I watched their videos. And I was like, this is real. Mm-hmm. That was the thing that got me. So let's talk first, Dallas, about the dude with the canes. And he was a war vet, and he was, like, way overweight, and he could barely walk. How do you succinctly tell his story?
Well, first let's give him a little, because there's going to be a ton of people who have no idea who the hell I am. So let me just give him the cliff notes. I didn't start wrestling until I was 35. My career took off when I was 40. Now, during my career, I've constantly been trying to find ways to hold back the hands of time because I started when I was 35. My career took off when I was 40, which was in 1996. 1997 and 98, I was on top of the world. I was living the dream at a whole different level. I headlined 13 out of 24 either main events or semi-main event pay-per-views. So, I mean, I was on the road 270 to 300 days a year wrestling, beating up my body at a different level, but having the time of my life, and then I ruptured my L4 and L5. Right when I signed this multi-million dollar three-year deal, and I had three different spine specialists tell me I was never going to be able to wrestle again. Well, you know, I just signed a multi-million dollar deal. What are you talking about? You know, and I really didn't believe him. But, you know, I knew it was serious because I literally ruptured my L4 and L5. It's kind of like breaking your back. And around that time, I was married to my first wife, and she was like, you should try yoga to heal your body. I'm like, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing yoga. And she kind of bullied me into it. And in the first 3 weeks, I started to feel a significant difference once I started doing it. But I wasn't, I was always rehabbing my back over that period. So, and I'd rehab both shoulder surgeries, both knee surgeries. So you're kind of seeing, like, I beat the hell out of my body. And so now I start to mix the yoga positions with the rehabilitation techniques. This is why I never want anybody to call it I do yoga, because yoga is just a piece of what I do. But I mix the yoga positions with the rehabilitation techniques, the old school calisthenics, and something I call dynamic resistance, which is merely flexing and engaging. Think time under tension. Kind of like lifting weights with no weight. Bottom line is, what I created by accident was a kick-ass cardiovascular workout that would dramatically increase your flexibility, strengthen your core at a different level, and this is what's pivotal, minimal joint impact. In less than 3 months, I was back in the ring. At 42, they said my career's over. At 43, I'm the heavyweight champion of the world. So that's wrestling career. Now, from that day on, and I kept wrestling right on up till I was 46, took off 2 years, studied, just focused on my acting, then came back for 1 year at Impact Wrestling, because that was like 7 days a month as opposed to 25 days a month. And I wanted to show people, look what this DDPY, and that's another place that I'm starting to shift my brand to call it, instead of DDP Yoga, even though the company will always be DDP Yoga, I'm shifting it to DDPY. Why? Because I want people to stop calling it just effing yoga, because it's not.
Got it.
So, bottom line is, I start sharing this with different people, and most of them are guys, and they're doing it, and they're healing their bodies. They're getting stronger in areas, like even for weightlifting, they're increasing their bench, they're increasing their, you know, their strength all the way around. So then I decided to write a book about it, and it's called Yoga for Regular Guys. And out of it, I did my first DVD series, and the disabled veteran, Arthur Borman, this is 2007, is how long ago this was. And anyone who invested in my DVDs, every single one of them, because it was just me, I would send them an email, and I'd say, thanks for getting the program, not trying to sell you anything, want to thank you for believing in me, and I got five questions for you. And Arthur was one of the people who answered back with detail. So I'd send him back an email. I've never talked to anybody online that I know that I'm starting to help that I don't know. Normally I knew everybody either directly or through people. Hmm. And I sent him an email saying, sounds like you need some help, bro. Tell me what's up. The cliff notes were morbidly obese, disabled veteran, relegated to thinking of myself as a piece of furniture. Hmm. I'm like, wow. Send me some pictures. And if you watch that Arthur Borman video, and you don't know what I'm talking about, you listen, just go on YouTube and put in Arthur Borman, B-O-O-R-M-A-N, and put DDP. It'll come up. It'll have 13 or 15 million views on it, and that's just on YouTube. On Facebook, it's probably got, I don't know, half a billion. But he sent me these pictures, and I'm just looking under the knee braces, the back braces, and those wraparound canes. And that's what kind of really worried me, because I've never dealt with that before. And I knew at 5'6 and 297 pounds that if he did, a friend of mine, Dr. Fred Bishy, had created this food combining eating plan. And it really took eating at a different level. It kind of like put the least amount of tax on your digestive system. It's pretty close to what I do on my phase 3 eating plan. And I sent him the diet, because that's, what you would eat, not meaning a diet, but, how to eat this way. And if you interrupt me back, I think I can do it, or I'll give it a try, I would have went, awesome, keep me posted. But he didn't do that. He wrote back four powerful words. He wrote, I can do that. I said, send me your phone number. And that's how it started. I never called anybody off the internet. Mm-hmm. And we talked for an hour, hung up, told them all things I wanted them to do. And 2 weeks later, he called me up and told me he lost 20 pounds and 4 inches off his stomach. Now, the reason why I lost 4 inches off his stomach is because he was bloated. So once you get the inflammation down and the bloating down, your stomach's going to drop. But he also lost 20 pounds. And he wanted to know how he could keep it going. Well, I told him what I thought he should do. He lost 30. Now, understand, when he starts this email back and forth to me, his only goal is to lose 50 pounds, get under 250 at 5'6", because the VA wouldn't operate on his knees unless he was under 250.
Right.
So that's the goal. In the next 3 months, he lost, the first month, 32 pounds. The second month, 22 pounds. The third month, 18 pounds. That's 72 pounds in 3 months. The bottom line, in a 10-month period, he'd lose 140 pounds. More importantly, he lost some knee braces, back brace, and wraparound canes, not just to walk, but to run. Now, that showed me that, first of all, when you empower someone, like, never underestimate the power you give someone by believing in them. Like, that's the first thing it showed me. The second thing it showed me, wow, my workout's awesome, but that food plan, when your body will heal itself with real food. And it was so dramatic to me that it changed the way I ate. Because I wasn't going to put that garbage in my body anymore.
Yeah.
And after Arthur, there's a new guy. This at Christmas time, he put this video out, and his name is Vance Hines, district attorney in Texas, 52 years old, 475 pounds.
Whoa.
Over that 1 year period, would lose 198 pounds. That video has 23 million views on it since December 26th.
Wow. Wow. Now, here's the thing. As far as Vance is concerned, there's something about him that I really trust and like, and I think it's because he's got that Texas drawl thing. He's got that, that redneck thing going on or whatever. And Vance, can you do me a favor? Can you say something kind of Texas-like, please? Can you just say something to us that'll make us really believe you're from Texas?
I don't know if I can say anything that won't make me look like I'm from Texas, It's an overall draw I've gotten.
Now listen, on the line is this Vance guy that Diamond Dallas Page is just talking about. Vance, dude, that was the thing. Someone said, hey, Diamond Dallas Page would be a great guest for your show. And I said, okay, how come? And they showed me this stuff, and I went, okay, yeah, that's cool. I mean, I'm not a fanboy or anything, but I dig it. I get it. And then I watched your stinking video. And, dude, I'm 6'4", 240, and I'm sitting in my chair crying at your stinking story. Not cool, man. You owe me one, Vance.
Well, really, you owe Steve and Dallas there. Those guys, their whole goal in life is to inspire and help people, and that's what they do. They put those stories together. They help you, and if you put in the hard work, they'll support you 100%. I'm an assistant district attorney. I've got a boss, but you know, being an attorney for 25 years, I'm skeptical of everything. I see the worst in people.
Yep.
And so when he reached out to me, I was very skeptical, but you soon learn that, you know, he's got a heart that's true as gold. And
well, Vance, I want to know, were you a fan of DDP before you did the DDP yoga, or that was is now called DDY?
I didn't know him from the man in the moon when he reached out to
me. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I like this. This is why I trust this. Because if you were a fanboy, I don't know. It's because you don't know or didn't know anything about this guy. It just made me lean right into your story. And then the other part I loved about your video, Vance. Well, by the way, we're on the phone with Diamond Dallas Page. We'll get to him in a second. But the other reason I like Vance's story is because he had this support network around you. You had people that were joining you on the walk, and you'd walk around, what was it, the lake or something like that? You start off with how many people and end up with how many people? Give us some more details.
It's unbelievable. I started with two basic premises was to say yes, commit to yes, try things outside my comfort zone, and post everything online. And as soon as I did that, you know, people just came out of from everywhere helping me. And my friend from as soon as I posted it, I posted it November 19th, I think. And a friend from high school I hadn't seen in probably 10, 15 years called me and said, let's go walking Wednesday night. And that's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And so we scheduled a time in the park, which is a Getchendana Park. It's a 0.6 of a mile around. And I met him and another high school graduate that I hadn't seen since high school, 30-some-odd years. And I tried to get out of it, saying that, you know, we'll just start after Thanksgiving, and they wouldn't let me.
Good.
So we started walking that first time, went around. I stopped 6 or 7 times around the park.
How much did you weigh at the time?
475 is what I weighed November 20th. I weighed November 20th. It was 475. And, you know, when I stopped just a little over half a mile, I stopped like 7 times because my knees and my back and my hips. But we posted it, like I said, everything online. And that Wednesday night group became kind of a class reunion. We started having, 6, 8, 10, 15 people show up. And as I got to where we could walk farther, we finally scheduled, there was a hike and bike trail here in Waxahachie that was 7 3/4 miles long. I've never been on it because of my weight and my physical limitations. You know, I've lived basically here in Waxahachie my whole life, and I've never been on it. I decided one of my first goals was to walk that hike and bike trail start to finish and back. And so we set a date, and that's one of the ones where that was the biggest crowd. I think it was about 30 people or so showed up for that one.
Reminds me of that scene from Forrest Gump, you know, when he starts to run and all of a sudden everybody joins him.
Yeah. Yeah. Vance, you're the Forrest Gump of DDPY.
Yeah. Hey, that's not a bad compliment, I'll take it.
Man.
Yeah, things seem to work out good for old Forrest.
Yeah. Well, what do you weigh now, dude? How much?
I weighed 275 Monday. But I've been fluctuating around this weight, scaring the hell out of getting below it. That's a 200-pound loss. This week I've had a good week. I weigh in every Monday and post it on all my social media and stuff. But I'm expecting to break the 275-pound weight tomorrow Monday.
What's going to stop you from creeping back up? Like, what is the number one thing that will stop you from getting above 3?
I donated all my clothes. I'd be naked.
Thanks for the warning.
Just the way he said naked was funny. Naked.
From the start, I don't know. This felt different this time. I always knew when I started these things. I mean, I've started these hundreds of times over the years, but I always knew that if eventually I was going to fall off and go back to my old ways in the back of my mind. But this time it didn't feel that way. I just... you know, it's just the support. I guess it's the support group. It's the program, the DDPY. It's yeah. It's you know, being inspired by these guys. It's
well,
it's
also
everything.
It's also a little scary to think that, you know, if you do creep back up your weight, you're going to get a visit from DDP, and that may not go that well. Like, he might do the diamond cutter on your sorry butt. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. I got to text him my journal every day, and he jumps on me constantly if I'm not doing his DDPY or if my food's still, you know, he can see when my food's getting out of whack. He wears on me.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right, listen, DDP, we gave a little time to Vance there because Vance is the number one reason that you are on the show today. I'm sorry, I should probably suck up to you more, but I'm telling you, I saw this guy's video and it wrecked me. So I wanted to have Vance on, and Diamond Dallas Page, Mr. DDP, what do you got to say to this guy? You know, when was the last time you guys talked, by the way?
Oh, we talk all the time.
All
the time.
All right.
And we text in. But, you know, when I brought him in, because it was three different times that Vance came in, and, you know, the transformation from each one of those is crazy. Like, I was looking for him when he got to the PC. But my business partner, Steve Hughes, the guy, have you guys ever seen The Resurrection of Jake the Snake?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Okay, so Steve is the director of that.
That's on Netflix right now, isn't it?
Now it's on Amazon Prime and Hulu.
Okay.
I took it off Netflix. I was looking for a different audience.
Yeah.
You know, another audience to see it. But Steve is a great storyteller. Like, he took 500 hours of us building Jake over 18 months. And turned into 93 minutes of maybe the best documentary on the planet. But when I was looking for Vance, because I knew he got there, we had my guys pick him up and brought him to our DDPO, the Performance Center, in right outside of Atlanta. It's called Smyrna, Georgia. And I was looking for him, and Steve goes, no, hold on. And he goes, like, make sure you get the camera and stuff, because he wants to see my reaction. Because it was that dramatic, you know, and I was just super pumped for him.
Well, let me ask it, DDP. I want to know, what would Macho Man Randy Savage say to Vance?
Ooh, yeah, I like it. Yeah, dig it.
Oh man, that made it right there. Just to have DDP imitate Macho Man Randy Savage, that was gold right there. Listen, Vance, I don't want you to take offense to this, but this other guy is a bit of a big deal, and we gotta talk to him longer. So, I want to just thank you for being vulnerable, because, you know, it doesn't seem like you. That's the other thing I liked about you. It didn't seem like you're a spotlight hogger, you know? It's not like you want all the attention to be on you. I just love the way you came across in that video. You had a real authenticity about you and a genuine heart. And so thank you for being that willing to be that vulnerable. Thanks, man.
Well, thank you, Drew, and thank you very much for having me on.
Good to talk to you, Vance. You take care, dude.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah. I think I'm throwing around the dudes a little too much just because I'm talking to DDP.
You know, I tell you what, that guy's a class act.
Yeah.
Literally, A to Z. We become buddies. And anybody who actually gets in my program like that, and I work with them, that's what it turns into. It doesn't, you know, now I want to see him, you know, because he's still got another goal he wants to get to. You know, like, what I love is he didn't have to go from 475 pounds to 180 pounds for people to go, oh my God, look at him.
Yeah.
Like, he was such an awesome transformation. He's still a big guy. And, excuse me. And it's going to take a while because right now he's hit that sticking block. And that's what happens. And you just got to keep pushing through it. And eventually, boom, it'll start to move again. The scale will start to move. Hmm. And, it's pretty amazing, man. His wife Mary ended up losing 40 pounds. You know, and she looks great.
Oh, speaking of looking great, there was a girl on your website that... Oh, that didn't come out right.
You're going to talk about his daughter,
No,
you?
No, no. There was some woman on your website who had, you had the before and after shot, and then the after shot is crazy. She's like rocking the abs and totally in shape.
One of your trainers, right? I used to do this. So
oh, was that, is that one of your, is that of one of your people, trainers, right? Dallas?
Probably Christina.
Yep.
Christina, yeah. She lost like 60 pounds. And what's really funny... is that, and she's a great DPY trainer as well. She's awesome. And she's on our app. You can get workouts with Christina. We get her in there at least once every month or two. But, she, going into this whole program, it was never about weight loss. This whole program was about healing my body. That's why I didn't tell you the beginning story. Like me working with the NFL alumni, there's a lot of guys who are huge that have gotten really big, because they used to play real hard and they eat a lot of food and they were linemen, and then they stopped playing because their bodies were too beat up. They couldn't work out, so they keep putting on weight. So the whole weight loss thing with our program is kind of a really awesome side effect, mm-hmm. But that's never the focus.
Yeah. Well, I've had a couple of meals with a guy you used to wrestle with, and this guy can eat. And he is a big dude. And I want to talk about the million-dollar man, Mr. Ted DiBiase. And, Ted, I know you're going to listen to this later. I asked if he was able to join us. I was going to punk you.
Oh, awesome.
I was going to punk you with Ted. I was going to get you to... And I was going to say something like, Ted DiBiase, I don't know about this guy, man. All the Jesus stuff and the preacher thing and everything. I don't know. It kind of irritates me. And I was going to throw Ted under the bus and see how you reacted, then have Ted secretly on the phone. But he couldn't make it. So... here's what I want to know.
Just so you know, you could never have punked Ted DiBiase to me.
No.
You could never. Because he is the class act.
Yep.
And I've known Teddy since before I was in professional wrestling, back when I had a club down in Fort Myers. I got to be friends with the mayor and then to become friends with him later. And now we're both Hall of Famers. I mean, it's... pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He really is. He's a gentle bear, but, he could lose a few pounds. That's
Teddy.
All I'm saying.
Well,
I know. I've begged Teddy. I have invited him and his wife to come and spend some time with me.
Yeah.
I've invited him because he's got the new knees now. I would love, and we're about the same age. I'm 62. I think he's 63, and I might be wrong. It's somewhere around there. But, I begged him, like, bro. And there's so many times he goes, I'm almost there.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Listen, I want to throw out a few things, and then I don't want to, take a whole lot of your time here. So let's go through this. What's the worst job you've ever had when you were growing up in Jersey?
Oh, my God. There's a clam factory. And they roast. It's the only job I've ever had that I didn't really enjoy doing. And I went there, it was like back when $1.65 an hour, remember I'm 62.
Yeah.
Back when $1.65 an hour was great money, and that's what they were paying. they roast the clams, they break them up, and then they put them on this conveyor belt. And all you had to do is pick out the clams and put them in the cleaning thing, and then they'd go down and put them in the little cans. It smelled so bad. So bad that right when it got to lunch, I never came back, and I never even asked for my paycheck. That's how bad it was.
Wow. You win, man. That's what Mike Rowe should do out of Dirty of Jobs. He should do a line on the oyster line or a day in the oyster line. All right, the diamond cutter. Dude, can you teach me? I want to do the diamond cutter. There are some people that I'd like to try it on. How do I do it?
Well... Not basically getting around the neck and just fall on your back. I would tell guys who are who are green, young guys coming up, and I might be in a match with them, and they know they're going to take a diamond cutter. And my attitude was, you're either going to go when I go, or you're going to go when I go.
Yeah.
My move was a shoot, meaning it was real. Now, I could really hurt you there, or I could just all together and make it look good. That's what I'd rather do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have to take anybody.
Yeah. All right, next one. Can you and I just have a minute? I just want to talk about how irritating yoga people are. Can we just have a conversation?
There are some people. I call it yoga-tuned. But those people, to me, they're not the real yogis. Because the people who are the real yogis, they just want the really best for people. I mean, the people I've met who do yoga as a whole, most of them are super cool. But then there's those other people who got that yoga tube. Those people piss me off.
You know what? I have never met more wound up people than I did in the yoga scene. Now, I learned to love them. I mean, I did. I got to become friends with a lot of people in the yoga scene. A few years ago, you see, listen, man, Dallas, there's a lot of people. I'm really good at judging people. I'm a very judgmental jerk, and I'm trying to get better at that. And so I would try to lean into different communities of people that I've been judging over the years. And one of the communities of people that I find very easy to judge is the man bun community. And so I thought, well, dude, you need to go and start doing yoga. Well, first of all, I got my butt handed to me. I mean, it was tough going. And then the way you modify it, I mean, your DDPY, you know, well, I shouldn't say DDPY yoga. DDPY is like the Harley Davidson of yoga.
This ain't your mama's yoga.
No. Do you need to get that? Is that Hulk Hogan on the other line?
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something, brother. I've never heard it called the Harley Davidson of yoga. I love that. I refer to it, DDPY, as yoga for people who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga.
Nice.
And originally it was your mama's yoga. And again, I was having fun because today I respect all types of yoga, and I think they're all amazing. And everyone needs to be doing some kind of yoga just for their own health and benefit. But mine is just, again, I didn't make it for the yogis. I could have been popped into that world and been like a yogi, but I wouldn't have been true to myself. And some parts of it I have to go, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just not me.
Yeah.
So we have a new documentary coming out this year, 2019. It's called Relentless. And it goes from the day when Kevin Nash powerbombs me, and it wasn't that one on TV because it was off TV, but he powerbombed me, and I thought I broke my back. Like, when I ruptured my L4 and L5, I mean, it was the most excruciating thing ever.
Yeah.
And we used one of the powerbombs that he gave me of the many, and then we journey it right on up till today. And Stone Cold Steve Austin was living with me in 2003. And over that period, I was starting to write my first book. And it was called Yoga for Regular Guys. And really, I used to say back then, you know, most yogis are very namaste, and I'd make my hand in the prayer. And then as I was opening up to the diamond cutter, I'd say, YRG, way more T&A. And I meant, at that time, TNA. But then so many women started loving the program, the TNA became Tone and Attitude.
Yeah.
And again, I was making it for people who, and Steve thought I was out of my mind. He thought I was crazy. He thought, kid, this is never going to happen. What the hell are you thinking? And I got him in the movie, the documentary, all the way through, saying that in the beginning, and then as he watches what I'm doing, because it's like any goal. If you see it, doesn't matter who else believes in it. As long as you believe in it. My new book that just came out on Tuesday, Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. What is it? It is whatever you want it to be. And for me, it was, I'm going to make DDPY a household name. And no one else had to believe it but me. And 10 years later, it was an overnight success.
Amazing. You know, the greatest thing about interviewing Diamond Dallas Page is I don't have to promote anything. He has said it all. The book, yeah, is called Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. DDPYoga.com is the website. Do you have DDPY.com yet? Have you bought that one?
You know what? I think we do. I'm pretty sure we do.
Okay.
But, you know, the other thing is we're promoting stuff. Do you guys know about my Positively Unstoppable Challenge? Do you guys know about that?
I think we will in a minute.
Well, we decided to do this book. And my business partner, Steve Yu, you know, me and we talk about everything. And we manifest all of our goals. And so far, everything we manifest is turning to a reality. Well, we decided to do a Positively Unstoppable Challenge. We're going to take two finalists all over North America, all over Canada and the United States, whoever have the most amazing transformation from right now to May 31st. You got till the 31st of January to sign up, but you can start right now. It'll end May 31st, so you figure four months in a week, whatever. The most amazing transformation physically and mentally. And mentally, there's going to be a Q&A, and there's going to be an essay. And if you're not a good writer, you can still dictate it to somebody to write for you, your story. And then we're going to take those two finalists, and we're going to fly them to Atlanta, GA, put them up at the Accountability Crib, which is where we filmed the Resurrection
Crib.
which today is an Airbnb. And we have the DP suite, the Razor Ramon suite, and the Jake St. Robert suite. We're going to put them up at the Accountability Crib, and then we're going to bring them over to the DDP Yoga Performance Center, and we're going to film live on Facebook as these two finalists get a chance to win $1 million.
What?
Right. Right.
Oh man.
1 million.
Well, listen,
if
you're gonna give away that much money, you need to involve the $1 million man. Holy heart attack.
And then Ted DiBiase pops out of his side, puts him in a sleeper hole.
Yeah, baby. Too funny.
Can I just say thank
Tim.
You to DDP?
He's the guest on the show.
I get that.
I'm
saying thank you.
Because,
no, I'm well, you know, because I just want to thank you because I did start doing it. I kind of discovered yoga accidentally through another online or video program, but the yoga part wasn't enough for me, and I literally typed in like tough yoga or hard yoga, and your system popped up. I took a risk on it. And I really fell in love with it. I mean, I've been doing some other stuff since then, but a whole bunch of your moves are still a huge part of my practice, you know, 5 days a week.
Nice.
And it's really physically changed me. I'm still a big fat guy, but underneath it all, no physically. Like, I haven't had back pain in years. Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you.
That's the goal. Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's the goal. Like, you know, right now I'm going to start working with a lot of the professional athletes. Because that's where my direction is. I work with a couple of guys from the Atlanta Falcons, Jesse Ackerman. The strength coach is going to hook up with me. I think it's next week or the week after. But I'll be working with the Falcons next year, I'm sure of it. But my goal is to be working with these guys. How many athletes got bad backs? You know, like, that's a no-brainer for me. Like,
yeah.
And that you had great, with your back pain. That's really what this is about to be, alleviating pain.
All right. Listen, I got one last thing to ask. This is the most important question of the entire interview. You ready for it? You ready?
Ready.
What the heck happened to your deleted scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
No, it wasn't 40-Year-Old Virgin. It was the race. The race with the one that Cuba Gooding was in. That's the one that got deleted.
The one with Show Me the Money? You got that one or no?
Yeah, it wasn't Show Me the Money.
Jerry Maguire.
No, well, not Jerry Maguire. He's talking about a different one.
I want to say it was called The Great Race.
Okay.
Race. If you Google Cuba Gooding and race movie, you'll come up.
Yeah, okay. Listen, so, I put that question up because I go to the trusted fact resource known as Wikipedia. And I went to Wikipedia, and there said somebody said something about a deleted scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin. And I thought, oh, come on. Because I would love to see you screaming your face off as they're waxing your back. You know what I mean? That would be funny to see.
Yeah, right. Well, there ain't no hair on my back. So no.
Well, listen, man, I really appreciate – well, I was going to say I appreciate what you do, but I guess I really appreciate the impact that it's had on people. I don't really give a holy grunt what you do, but the fact that these people like Vance, who we talked to earlier, the impact you've had on him – and so many others. I'm sorry, that is the thing that matters. So good for you. Because it'd be easy to look at you, dude, and go, he's a loudmouth wrestler guy. That whole world was all about smoke and mirrors and, you know, acting and blah, blah, blah. And it's not genuine. And so how do we trust him now? Well, you can trust DDP Yoga now simply because of how many people's lives have been changed by it. So thanks, man.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. And, let me ask you something. Now, I know your boy, it's Tim, right?
Yep.
Okay, Tim, I want to turn you guys on to my app before I leave. I want to give it to you. It's like DDP, he even said DDP Yoga Now, which is funny, because that's what it's called. I want to give it to you guys, and maybe come back in a month and you tell me, because the app is a whole different animal, man. My workout finish started bed. Like, you can't get out of bed. I got 3 workouts for you to get you out of bed and then sit you in a chair and so forth and so on. But I'd love to know what you guys think about it. Do you want to do that? You want to hook you up with it?
Yeah,
you
sure.
Go to the show?
Yeah.
So if you got my number, call me back.
Okay.
And I'll set you up with it and hook you guys up. And I'd love to come back and we'll get together in a month or two and tell me what you think.
Beautiful. Beautiful. The one and only Diamond Dallas Page on the Drew Marshall Show. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, it's been your pleasure.
Yes, it has. Thank me very much. All right, see you, dude. Bye-bye. Yeah. I'm getting all like a dude in this conversation.
Well, there's so many D's in his name, it makes sense to go with a dude part.